producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, coming to you live and direct today from Minot, North Dakota, and the Sleep Inn and Conference Center, where the state, well, not right here, over at the Minot Sports Dome there at Minot State University, but here in this community, the state volleyball tournament is underway. Congratulations are in order for the victorious teams in round one. That includes Bismarck Century and Fargo Shanley and Grand Forks Red River and Fargo Davies. I forget anybody. Shanley, Davies, Century, and Red River, the winners. Class B, Langdon, Hankerson, our Redeemers, and Lemoore, the winners. It's a lot of fun. You know, this tournament, they have actually the A and the B games going on at the same time. So, you know, they have a little curtain in between the games on the court there, but a lot of fun. I love
that doesn't group anybody up, right, when one side all of a sudden cheers in the middle of, like, nothing?
No, it just is. It's kind of fun. It's a fun atmosphere, you know. Things are going wild, and it's a good time. So everybody is okay. Yeah, it's kind of fun. And I did, you know, go 1-0 with the bib overalls, the red and white bib overalls. So that's good. I was not.
How many of you were dressed like that there, by the way?
Let's see, Sharp Vetter, and who else had a pair of them? Joe Cook. Yeah, another one of the parents. Both moms, incidentally. I was the only dad that was unafraid of wearing the bib overalls.
How about that for standing out, huh? Yeah. How about that? Afraid to be a dad. How about that?
Couple hundred plus likes on the photo yesterday on the Facebook page, but I think it was probably because my daughter was in the picture. It wasn't the bib overalls, but they are.
Well, you never know.
They are 1-0. So,
why don't you make that your profile picture there, and then we can watch that for the rest of eternity.
Maybe I'll do that today. Also, lucked out yesterday here in Minot. My wife has an uncle that turned 92 yesterday. Kenny Berg is his name. Kenny, many folks may remember, ran the Red Owl store for a lot of years in Lignite, North Dakota. He's moved to Minot now, but he's doing great, healthy as a horse, 92 years young. And had a little party for him yesterday at the Wellington and Minot. So saw some relatives, and that was great fun. And I had some listeners that had commented about Kenny before that knew him, so I thought I'd tell you that he was 92 as of yesterday. So pretty cool. And a couple of quick programming notes. Monday we'll be in Watford City. We'll be at the high school. There is a town hall, talk radio town hall, that Senator John Hoeven has graciously agreed to do for you, our fine listeners, and the folks in Watford City. And a talk radio town hall when we're on location is just like a town hall when we're, you know, on the air with Congressman Craver every week, for instance, where you get to call in your questions. But in this case, folks in the audience could also come. And Watford City will have some students there from the high school. We'll be in the Media Center, Watford City High School, on Monday. That'll take place between 10 and 11 on Monday. So if you're around Watford City, come on over and join the conversation. Wednesday, we're going down to the North Dakota Veterans Home in Lisbon, North Dakota. You know why, Todd? You know why we're going to go down to Lisbon on Wednesday?
KSIH, Titan Machinery?
No.
Because that's where the first one started, you know, and then they went zillion worldwide there.
Well, Bobcat down by Gwinner, but I wasn't KSIH. You're saying you're thinking of the first KSIH dealership,
right?
What is now Titan Machinery?
Titan Machinery, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
actually do without the elevator music now. We're actually going to turn that down, Manny. Is that the story? That's the what the heck happened to our connection music is what we call that, I think, right? So I don't know where you lost me, but did you hear my question, Manny, when I said what day is Thursday?
I completely missed that part.
Okay, so what day is Thursday next week?
Thursday would be the 26th, and that would be Thanksgiving, of course.
There you go. Thank you very much. Yes, it's Thanksgiving. That was my question. So I was saying, why do you think we're going down Wednesday to the Veterans Home in Lisbon? And I asked what day is Thursday. It's to say thank you to veterans.
Of course.
So that's what I'm thankful for, veterans.
Absolutely.
Because without them, we don't have the country we have. And by the way, take a look around the world, what's happening right now. Would you want to be anywhere else rather than right here in the United States of America? Not me. No way, no how. I just actually put up a post just in the last 20-some days, as an example, some very high-profile terrorist attacks that have taken place. We're all focused on Paris, understandably. It's big numbers. And given the way they carry out this attack, the stadium, the concert, the 7 different places where they were trying to get, I guess, 5 places where they were trying to have law enforcement look elsewhere, the sophisticated manner in which they carry out the attack. But these are happening all over the place. October 31st, the Russian plane taken down by a bomb. How many killed there? November 12th, the suicide bombing in Beirut, Lebanon. 43 killed, 240 injured. November 17th, farmers market bombing in Nigeria. 34 killed, 60 injured. Today, you're waking up to news that terrorists swarmed a Radisson Blue Hotel in Mali, killing 3, holding over 100 others hostage. By the way, one guest said the only way he got out, he was forced to recite several passages of the Quran before he was released. So that's what's happening. That's what's going on. Do you fear this, is my question for you. Do you fear terrorism? And do you fear if we continue to have the status quo, for instance, on refugee resettlement, that more of them will come here? I really honestly want to know what your take is on that today. Coming up on the program, Freedom Friday, we'll have Congressman Kevin Cramer join us to talk about the new legislation that has passed the House to pause refugee resettlement until we better understand the screening process. Also, Mark Skoderbo will be here a little later on. He's our Constitution expert, the doctor of the Constitution. What does the Constitution envision for immigration? What did the founders want in the way of refugees being given safe haven in the United States of America? Is there some place we can point to in the Constitution that says, see, we must do this. This is part of who we are. We hear that over and over again. I honestly don't know. I'm asking the question I want to know because we're told that, hey, we have a proud tradition of this. We take people in. We give them safe haven. All right? I'm aware. We've done it for many, many years. Where is it in the Constitution that fits? Maybe it's there. I don't know. We're going to ask that question coming up on What's On Your Mind. And we'll try and get our technical issues resolved here with our link to the world headquarters for the What's On Your Mind radio
network. I think we're back.
Are we? Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I am. You will be.
After a break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is responsible for so many jobs, thousands of good jobs and great careers in North Dakota, and also helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out their Facebook page, too. I saw a great story the other day. I shared this on my Facebook page about, remember when we were doing the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, and one of them was in South Hart, and the football field at the school in South Hart was the home base for the Cook Fest, and a number of companies descended there, obviously, to do the Cook Fest, and said, you know, it looks like this field could use a little help. We're gonna go together and help improve the field. And so a number of them came together, and now you can see the before and after on the North Dakota Oil Can page. Great project. That happens, you know, like-minded stories like that all the time, thanks to the good folks in the industry. So appreciate it very much. All right, our telephone number is 701. This is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, by the way, that I'm about to give. I hope it's on your speed dial. If it's on your speed dial, we don't need to say it. First-time callers go to the front of the line on Fridays, too. So first-time callers, where are you? And if you're a little bit of a fraidy cat today and say, oh, I don't know, I don't want to do it, and you take the plunge, when you call and talk to Manny, say, hey, tell Scott I didn't want to do this, but I did it because I'm going to get a free gift. That's right. We'll send you a free gift.
And also say you're not a fraidy cat.
Yeah,
I don't think I've heard the term fraidy cat in a while. That's a good one there, Scott.
Haven't you? Yeah, I like that one.
Welcome to Throwback Friday.
Yeah. It's Freedom Friday, too. We'll have Mark Skogobo at the bottom of the hour, our Constitution 101 expert, to talk about every Friday we're committed to this. We're going to focus on the Constitution and try and tie something in the news to it. We want to know why he's going to tell us why President Obama's plan to import Syrian refugees conflicts with the Constitution. You got to know this, because there are a lot of things happening in this country that conflict with the Constitution. Mike Lindell, founder of MyPillow, will be here, and then Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall on this new legislation in Congress on refugees as well. But I just went through a laundry list of terrorist attacks that have happened within days, okay, where the body count is nearing 1,000, just since the end of the first of the month. October 31st was the Russian plane, for instance. And so and you might have heard top of the hour newscast about New York City and a terror threat. Do you fear terrorism? Does this worry you? Do you believe it comes here? I honestly want to know your answer to that question. Russian plane taken down by a bomb October 31st, 224 dead. November 12th, suicide bombing in Beirut, 43 killed, 240 injured. November 17th, farmers market in Nigeria, 34 killed, 80 injured. Today, the Radisson Blue Hotel in Mali, 3 killed, 100 others hostages. Okay, that's just the last 20 or so days. Not here, but there. Does it worry you? Do you say this could happen here? This is coming here. Is this a training exercise? I mean, it's almost impossible to keep up with this reign of terror and how it's happening, but are they training to bring the terror here? Are we better at stopping it before it happens? Do you fear it? And there's a careful line there, because if you fear it, guess what? They've won. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to tell me what you think. Speaking of Cloverdale, Big Flavor Dave's in Mayville today at the Miller's Fresh Foods, 11 a.m. to 2. Come on by for some free Cloverdale products. And pick up at any Miller's Fresh Foods location. He's been in New Rockford and Cooperstown. Stop in and get the pound of bacon from Cloverdale, $4.99. The 20-ounce tangy for $6.99. The 14-ounce brats packages today, priced right, $2.79. You hungry yet? You know what I'm talking about. Stop and see him. All right, let's see. Joe and Bismarck. Am I supposed to go to Joe and Bismarck here first? I'll go to Joe and Bismarck, and then you tell me who's next. Hi, Joe. You're on the... What's on your mind? Take it away. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
President Obama says these Syrians that we're going to screen, that some of them are terrorists, and he was saying that they're no more dangerous than tourists. You know, and there's some naive people that believe that, and that shows you just how uninformed and stupid that a lot of these people that we live with really are. And that's my point. That's all I have to say.
Do you fear terrorism? Do you fear it?
Well, definitely. If they get in here, they're gonna cause havoc on us. And you know, he just brought up all these instances already that's been happening, and there's videos, and they're saying they're coming here. And anybody that wouldn't screen these people and just even let them in at this time, they're crazy. They're crazy. And then we got our president saying that they're no more dangerous than tourists. I mean, that is just that is out of this world. And
Sorry, thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate that. I was just going to relay something else somebody on our Facebook page said. It's actually someone I know. Carissa Page is her name. She used to work for Congressman Earl Pomeroy. So she'd been involved in the process. In fact, helped a great deal with all the paperwork in bringing an Iraqi family to North Dakota that I became acquainted with through some North Dakota Guard soldiers that were part of the 141. Carissa says, Scott, the process we currently have in place is sufficiently onerous. It's nothing like our normal immigration process. Refugees go through an enormous amount of background checks and often languish in camps for years while this process is ongoing. We have never in the history of America had a refugee involved in terrorism. 50% of the refugees are children. Many of the others are over the age of 60. And only 2% are men of combat age. This whole thing just makes me so sad. Just think of all these poor children. Please, America, we can be better than this. What do you say to that? All right, John Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, the some of the things that could help the North Dakota would be faster communications between the rural areas and the highway patrol, because they would probably be the first people in order to respond to any terrorist attack in our rural areas. Because and then another thing that they could look at is, the farmers can look at is, they can write down car licenses of strange cars coming up their driveway, because one of the things that they go after are farmers that don't have their firearms right with them. Another thing they go is when you write down a license of a vehicle going up your driveway, or you see a strange one in the neighborhood, is to call up a friend and give them that number. And one of the other things is that I talked to a few people, and they're starting to buy 12-gauge shotguns, and they're starting to carry them in back of their cars, a lot more of them.
So they do fear terrorism and say, we're going to be more vigilant. We're going to be more
right,
more
they
watchful.
Don't fear
yeah.
it, but they know that they many of them did this during World War II. I mean, it's
sure.
common, ordinary sense.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Appreciate the call, John. Thanks. Wayne in Williston, I don't have much time here for you. Give me your best 15 seconds and we'll hold you through the break here.
Should we fear terrorism? No, because the odds of any of us being involved in a terrorist act are very, very small. Now, will there be terrorist acts in this country? Certainly. But should
That's
we
a very
fear...
good point, Wayne. We're gonna let's finish this on the other side of the break, and I want to talk about where it's most likely to happen, too, than our Constitution class coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook, and NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Emailer says, or texter rather, says, we need to learn how to recite the Quran. That way we won't get shot. By the way, that is referring to an incident we know about from this terror attack at a Radisson Blue Hotel in Mali that happened earlier today. You woke up to this news that there was a terror attack there in Mali, and there was three people killed and hundreds held hostage. I'm not sure if it's resolved yet, but I did see one eyewitness report from someone who was released because he was able to recite the Quran. They wouldn't let him go unless he could recite the Quran. I'm not sure what they did if you didn't recite the Quran. Keep you or shoot you or what, but that's what we found out there. Another text review. You could tell Scott there's no reason to fear terrorism. All they're doing is killing people. Common thugs kill people. The only difference is they're doing it on a mass scale, but it's the same death nonetheless, so it's illogical to fear it as it's just a greater number, just my two pennies. Thanks for that. You can always text us at 701-226-8503. We're going to finish with Wayne and Williston, then we're going to go to our Constitution 101 class here today with Mark the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogabo, joining us today on the program and talk a little bit about whether we can find a basis for a refugee resettlement in the Constitution. So, Wayne, I have heard talk about us here in this part of the world needing to be concerned about potential terror attacks because of all the energy resources that are here. You buy any of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I buy it. I'm not saying that there won't be terrorist attacks, because I think there will, and I think they'll be horrific, just like there are plane crashes. When a plane crashes, it kills 200-300 people and makes the news. But the week that a plane crashes, three times as many people are killed in this country in auto accidents. So we fear planes, but we don't fear cars. So when you look at the odds of being involved in a terrorist attack are extremely small. I mean, it can happen. So our reaction to terrorists should be, okay, if you commit a terrorist act on us, it's coming back to you with compound interest. And that should be as far as we should go. We shouldn't let them make us change our lives. I'm not going to learn to recite the Quran so I won't get shot. My faith demands precisely the opposite. He who denies me before men, I will deny before my Father. So, forget that.
Wayne, some great stuff there. I appreciate that very much. And by the way, I could not agree with you more. I think you lose your life if you live your life in fear.
Right.
Yeah. It's no way to live. And you just cannot. Freedom is not fearing anything. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a lot. We did have a call that came in during the break. I'll get to that before we go to Mark here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead and roll that.
Yeah, I just calling in response to that lady you read off of Twitter or Facebook or something like that. I'd really like to know where she comes up with these numbers on 50% are kids and this many percent are over 60 and stuff. I mean, that just, to me, that sounds ridiculous.
And I'm going to ask those questions of Congressman Kramer, who will join us next hour to talk a little bit about why he and a majority, a veto-proof majority, have voted in favor of a pause in all of this, because they're concerned about some of the things she brings up. So we'll tackle that coming up here a little later on in the program. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. We have a great Christmas special, ladies and gentlemen. Now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one. You get two classic MyPillows. You get two go-anywhere pillows. All of that for the price of one pillow. Are you kidding me? So how long have you heard me talking about MyPillow and how it's made a difference in my life that I can't even begin to explain? Because I run off the rails if I don't get the right amount of sleep. And I'm telling you, MyPillow has helped me sleep and sleep better. And that kind of, you know, I think it's called a REM sleep, you know, not just your eyes shut and you're asleep, but rather in the place you need to rejuvenate your body. The most important thing to your health is your sleep, and MyPillow makes a difference. That's why I'd love for you to have it, and this is a great deal. And for a limited time, not only buy four, get one, they also extended the normal 60-day money-back guarantee through March 1st to give you plenty of time to say, yep, it's good for me. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. We'll get to chat with Mike Lindell from MyPillow a little later on in the program today. All right, let's get to the Constitution class. We're doing this every Friday, Freedom Fridays. Mark Skogabo is back. Who does Constitution classes here in North and South Dakota. Love to do one for you as well, and we'll give you his contact info before the end of the program here. Mark, nice to have you back. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. God bless you, sir, and all your wonderful listeners. And today's topic is going to be about what constitutional justification does Obama have to bring in Syrians, who we know, some of whom will be ISIS. We know that, because they can buy... They can have all the documentation. There is no database in Syria that's reliable. We know that he is actively seeking to penetrate, to invade America with ISIS fighters and some three-year-olds and some widows. But he, one of his justification for that is the only justification he has is in the laws that have been passed, the refugee laws that have been passed, because in Article 1, Section 1, and I encourage everybody that has these little Freedom Friday classes when we do Constitution, have your Constitution with you. Article 1, Section 1 says all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. Obama can make no law unless our Congress lets him do that. So he is acting absolutely unconstitutional by everything he does. It's profoundly unconstitutional what he has done on the face of it. Then we need to go to the very specified powers that the Congress, remember, they're the only people who can make law. Here's one of the laws that they're allowed to make: to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. They're the only ones that can have immigration policy and naturalization policy. Obama intends to have all of these people turn into Democrat voters.
Well, wait a minute now. What do you say they? Are you talking about the Congress is the only one?
The Congress is the only one that can establish a uniform rule of naturalization. This is in Article 1, Section 8, fourth sentence.
Which means, the executive orders on how immigration is going to be handled that we know already exist, and specifically this this battle with Congress right now over the pause that he says that he doesn't want, you're saying he's not in concert with the Constitution.
Absolutely not. It, in fact, even more to the point, in the first sentence of Section 8, it says Congress shall provide for the common defense and the general welfare of the United States. The common defense is even more articulated in Article 4, where it says the United States shall guarantee to every state a republican form of government and shall protect each state. This is what the federal government must do, each state against invasion. Not only is Obama not protecting the states from invasion, he is participating in invasion. He is okay, and that brings us to the most damning thing of all.
Hold that thought, Mark. Hold that thought.
Aid and comfort to the enemies of America.
Hold that thought. I'm going to go to a caller. We're going to come back to that. I have a couple of questions on that, too. By the way, Mark's a great expert on the Constitution. If you have questions, want to drill down a little bit on this, call us on the Cloverdale Big Trevor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Linda in Madoc is here with a question or comment. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, hi. I lived on the Arizona border, the southern border, for over 25 years. And the reason I moved to North Dakota was because of the massive invasion of people coming across. And I would find booklets written in Arabic on my land. I found a prayer rug. I knew these weren't just the typical Mexicans that had been coming across for years. So we moved to North Dakota to get away from it. I still have connections down there with the Border Patrol, and I was told last night that they detained four Pakistanis and one Syrian or something like that. They referred to them as ISIS members. And the arrogant leader of the group said, "You have no idea what you are in for. There's at least 30 a day of us come across this border." So that kind of puts the fear in me, but I've always known this was going to happen. I think it was the plan from the beginning, and it's being carried out.
Now, again, this is a Border Patrol source of yours that said just last night they arrested four, was your number?
No, they told me this last night. They detained five refugees, supposedly, but he said they referred to them as ISIS members. I think four were Pakistanis and one was a Syrian, but I'm not sure of I'm not really sure of the ethnic origins. But the one that was very arrogant said, "You have no idea what you guys are in for. There's at least 30 a day of us coming across this border." So people can stick their heads in the sand, and my advice is to keep your powder dry, basically.
I went to a tea party last night in Rapid City. 10 people, including two women, former military oath keepers, were armed and very dangerous. We need to have militias in every town. We are at war, and we got to be ready to protect, especially our veterans who are one of the primary targets of ISIS. We have to get organized and focused and prepare for our common defense because our president is not helping us.
Definitely. I agree completely. And I have been, my kids have been raised that way to know because they live there. We had a large, you know, we had like 90 acres down there. And so it was, we saw what was going on and they could not play in the yard anymore. That was it for them.
Linda, so glad really you're in North Dakota now. Safely sound
in
North Dakota, and appreciate the tip on the Border Patrol thing. I'm specifically going to ask Congressman Kramer to dig into that, see if he can get some more information about the, you know, what is the Border Patrol telling us about the current traffic and where they're coming from, and see if that tracks with what you've shared with us as well. Appreciate the call. Call again, 800-228-0550. Mark, back to your points that you were going through. You know, we know from this current debate over refugee resettlement, that I heard Chris Christie say this. They can place Syrian refugees in the state of New Jersey, or any state for that matter, they being the federal government, and not tell the governors where or when, you know, how many, what town they're putting them in, or when they're coming in. I mean, that just flies in the face of what you just read from the Constitution, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you see, here we come to the crux of the matter. If we don't enforce our Constitution, the supreme law of the land, it is pointless. We see our president systematically aiding and abetting our enemy. His announcement of leaving Iraq and his calling ISIS JV, he is the father of ISIS as far as I'm concerned. He has given them their strength by underestimating their strength and lying to the American people. Now, to surreptitiously bring people into the dead of night to infiltrate them into all of our American cities, this is obviously a plan. Maybe
hold that thought. Mark Skogerbo, the Constitution class continues on the other side of the break. More coming up with Mark. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100. You can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Fear God. God said, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. So if you got all this compassion for this insane Muslim fake God, and you want to support that Muslim fake God, and you got all these fake Muslims over here already that believe in a fake God, you guys are in trouble.
All right, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, some thoughts there today from listeners. On, we asked the question, are you fearing terrorism? It's been fascinating to hear your answers, and we're talking also now about the refugee resettlement program and whether there is a basis for that in the Constitution. More on that in a moment with our constitutional expert today, Mark the Freedom Poet, on the program. So having a great time talking about that as well. I want to tell you about my friends at Heedles. You've heard me say Heedles has it before, right? How often do I say that? Heedles has it. And you know why I say that? Because they do. That's the easy part. They have the part you need when you need it. And you're going to find good, friendly folks in there as well at Heedles that help you find it. And that's the folks I love telling you about on the program here. I'm talking about folks like Roger Swenson down there in Watertown. He's a delivery guy. He does about everything. I mean, he's the bank depositor guy. He's the toilet cleaner guy. He's the delivery man. He's an all-around guy. And he's been in the business about over four decades. Isn't that something? And so what he does is get the parts out to all around Watertown and all around the region. And Millbank, Lester, Sisseton, Clear Lake, all those towns. And he's a car guy. Used to race cars for a lot of years. And is that dirt track racing all around Aberdeen and the areas, and run for a lot of years. Started like 1955 through 2004, and he's got a boatload of trophies to show for it, and loves doing it. His first car, 36 Ford Coupe. That's right. I love asking about those cars. And tells me the folks that are Heedles customers love the service. They sure do. So if you stop at that location, Watertown, Heedles, tell them Scott sent you. Say hi to Roger Swenson or any of the Heedles locations, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, too. Mark the Freedom Poet here on the What's on Your Mind program and our final segment on the Constitution. So you were earlier, before we took some calls, getting to a point about the Constitution related to what's happening right now. And we have countless examples where the administration is overstepping their authority, their boundaries here, related to right. To immigration. Congress has great authority, but the president can't do this. But boil this down to a nutshell for us on the Constitution. What do we need to know about the Constitution as it pertains to these refugees and the resettlement process?
First of all, Article 1, Section 1,
all legislative powers have to be in the Congress. In other words, and it starts in the House. Section 7, Article 1, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House. This means that Congressman Cramer can be a party to defunding the entire immigration process. We need to put the whole thing on hold except for persecuted Christians that are being beheaded. Christians do not blow themselves up, ever. We can count on that. If somebody is a Christian in the Middle East, they have already paid a horrific price of being marginalized, treated like stepchildren. They have already suffered for their faith, and they are nonviolent. We need to continue to be a haven for oppressed Christians. But the Muslims, it is a big question mark. Some of them are great, and some of them are terrorists. So we have to, the Congress, first of all, has to handle all legislation about it, and secondly, all financing of it. Then they are required to establish a uniform rule of naturalization in Section 8. This is absolutely, fundamentally their duty. Their duty. Cramer must close our borders to danger. It is a fundamental prerequisite of government, the federal government, to protect us. And it even says in the fourth article, like that dear woman from Arizona, we must be protected by our federal government from invasion. This is, and then it goes to, if we have to fight back in the House, but what really needs to happen, I've never seen it in my whole life, this guy is much more impeachable than Johnson, Clinton, or Nixon. And if he wasn't black, he would have been impeached already, but now he has given us absolute fodder, constitutional fodder on many points for impeachment. A joke can cross the country in a few hours. We were able to get the amendment for 18-year-olds to vote in a few months. We are in emergency. If he's going to be president for 14, 15 more months, just think of the damage he can do, and his next goal is to disarm us. This is real. We are at war, and our president is at war with us and our Constitution.
Yeah, the bottom line here is if you return to the Constitution, just read it and say,
I beg you to read it, folks.
Yeah, just read it and live it. There are a lot of the answers for what ails us right now are right there. It's not easy. I'm not in the impeachment crowd of President Obama for the reason that, you know, just the calendar. I mean, he is gone. He's done in less than a year.
But you're right. It's a long shot. An easier prospect would be to impeach the homosexual marriage five. Do I have like 10, 15 seconds?
I'd like you to give your number to talk about the Constitution class that you give.
I would love to come to North Dakota and do a Constitution class. My number is 612-237-1516 or markmfreedom@aol.com. And I don't charge anything. I'm past the hat and I sell some books. I've written a couple of books.
Mark's joining us Fridays for Freedom Fridays, a little Constitution 101 class on the program. Thanks, Mark. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
How would you like to work indoors during the cold this winter? Quick and Clean Truck Wash in Alexander, North Dakota offers a nice, warm place to earn your living. If you're looking for long-term stability with full-time hours and competitive pay, then Quick and Clean is the place for you. Responsibilities include truck and oil field equipment washing. Email an application to info@quickandclean.net. That's info@kwik-n-klen.net.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.